Hi there. This is Anne from Diverse Wellbeing, a new podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. In today's podcast, I'm going to introduce the idea of detaching with love and why it's important. I'm going to give you some simple steps that you can take action on straight away and begin establishing healthy boundaries that will free up some time for you to reset. Detaching with love is about pressing pause on your emotions for short periods of time. It's about allowing you to check in with yourself and take a break from the responsibility and watchfulness that comes with this journey. The concept of detaching with love comes from recovery frameworks such as Alcoholics Anonymous and other support systems. It's a useful tool that can be used to find harmony between attending to your child's needs and your own needs. It can become very easy for all of your energy and focus to be taken up with all that's required of you on a daily basis. In many cases, the balance of others' well-being and your own can be way off. It's not uncommon for parents of children with needs to have little or no sense of well-being at all. It's not about cutting the emotional attachment to your children. It is very much about your relationship with yourself. A lot of parents experience a heightened state of anxiety. They suffer from lack of sleep, from exhaustion, and feeling overwhelmed. This is the common ground within this podcast, whose purpose is to share knowledge and to introduce self-care in an accessible way. It's normal for parents of children with needs to always be on alert. This watchfulness that I mentioned at the beginning is a huge stressor for many people. We become so used to it that we don't notice the effect it's having on us. This sense of being on high alert is necessary at times to keep your child safe. The problem with it is that it can become an ongoing state of being that can affect your ability to relax. If your mind is on high alert, then so is your body. Even if you manage to get a break where you can leave the house by yourself, it's of no benefit to you unless you can detach in your mind from everything at home. Think for a minute. What would you do if you had an hour to yourself each week, guaranteed? Detaching with love. This idea of pressing pause on your emotions allows you to breathe, to hand over the watchfulness for a while and tune in to you. It eases the stress that you carry mentally, physically and emotionally, which is so important for your sense of well-being. It's a little bit like the old song, Lanigan's Ball. I stepped out and I stepped in again, learning to dance at Lanigan's Ball. If you can give yourself permission to detach, even for a short while, you will benefit from that space. Detaching with love isn't about distancing yourself emotionally or walking away from your child's needs. It's about finding balance. A big part of that balance comes from setting healthy boundaries. Boundaries are not walls that separate us from others. They are guidelines that protect our emotional well-being while allowing us to stay connected. So here are three ways to set healthy boundaries. Number one, know your limits. This includes asking for help from family members or professionals, as well as being realistic about what you can handle in a day. For example, you may need to reschedule an appointment until you feel up to it. Or you may need to pause jobs and housework, go to bed and get some sleep, maybe while the kids are in school. Number two, define what you can control. It's important to acknowledge that you can't control every situation, but you can control how you respond in a given situation. For example, you might be trying to access a particular service for your child. This can be a slow process sometimes for lots of reasons. Sometimes the resources just aren't there. It's normal to feel frustrated. However, if it gets to the point where it's affecting your daily mood, then a boundary could be put in place. What may help is to put a date in your diary or calendar for 2 weeks' time, when you will try again. You making this decision will give you breathing space and calm down the feeling of pressure. You don't need to solve everything immediately. Letting go of the need to fix every problem as it happens can ease stress. Number three, establish daily routines. Routines create predictability, which can reduce stress for both you and your child. Set boundaries around work, activities, and rest. Having a set time that is bedtime, or keeping activities structured with timers and being consistent, can really improve home life. Detaching with love is about trust and compassion. It's not about stepping away. It's about staying present in a way that honours both your needs and theirs. Combining this with healthy boundaries can really improve your sense of well-being. Thanks for listening. You can join our mailing list by visiting our website at diversewellbeing.ie to receive updates on new episodes. Finally, please share this episode with someone who needs it. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.